Kelly, describe a setting the bar story to someone who's never heard it.
Well, it's an example of what not to do. A situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, bar set for your day very low.
It's a little hurdle you can jump over pretty easily, we think.
Okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without having uncontrollable intestinal distress while aboard an international flight, causing the plane to turn around, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh. How bad must that have been?
Listen, this was a flight headed out of Boston to Rome.
Oh no.
2 hours into the flight, a passenger felt and it got bad.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
Like didn't make it to the bathroom in time?
It resulted in a biohazard.
No.
All over the passenger seat.
Oh, God.
It had to turn around. The plane had to turn around over the open ocean.
Oh, God.
And land at at JFK.
Oh, gosh. Oh, and everybody's just like, they couldn't wait to get to Rome. And then
it had to be diverted. And the entire plane had to be deplaned. It had to be, disinfected.
I feel so bad for that person. Because they did not want to do that.
Yeah, they did not get on that plane. They got on that plane with Rome in their eyes.
Yes, they were excited for an Italian adventure.
And they were like, I shouldn't have had that Italian before I got on.
Oh, and it's like a nervous flyer.
I don't know.
Like, oh, no, I get it. Sometimes you just get nervous when you're flying over an ocean. It's a long flight. It takes a while to get to Rome. Oh, my God.
I will say the one redeeming thing from this entire story.
There's something redeeming out of this?
Yes. Is that I can revisit Al Roker's White House experience.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
How dare we forget?
How dare we forget?
That he actually pooped his pants in the White House.
At the White House.
Revisited every once in a while.
And he is just like, will you guys just let it go?
Well, he shared it.
Yeah, you're right, he did.
I mean, why are you going to share that story?
Again, an absolute nightmare scenario.
I can't even imagine. That would be about the worst thing I could think that could possibly ever happen to a person.
Yes.
That's among the worst.
Yes. I will be traveling to Italy at some point later, like this year.
Sir, you had better take some Imodium.
I am going to lock it up.
Whatever, George, just stop eating for a day.
Lock it up.
That your tummy, take some Pepto with you, whatever.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Just lock it up.
That is your, by the way, we'll tweet out the flight path that you can see airplane turn around.
Oh my God.
We'll tweet out the flight path.
It's bad enough that happened. And then you're thinking an entire plane full of people know this and they blame me for ruining their vacation. But then for it to travel across the nation, probably this story is global, probably.
I know.
Everyone to know.
Listen,
but they're not naming the person, right?
No, I hope. No, we don't have a name. I mean, but the people around that person know.
I know. And then how much cleaning did that plane have to undergo?
Definite disinfection.
Replace the seat?
Yeah, you got to do everything. You got to burn it. Burn the entire plane.
Oh, that's another, like, if you're going to take flight, maybe you purchase, a seat by the bathroom so that you can make it in time if that happens to you, but then do you want to be sitting back there in case it goes south for someone else and then you have to be near that?
You can see the flight path, unfortunate flight path at Ben and Kelly Show on X.
I have secondhand
horror for
this person.
I know. It's 99.70 Jax. That is your setting the bar story.